My first experience with creatine was in water, and I took it just after my first workout when I started using it. And the very next day, I felt a kind of explosion in my muscles. I'll never forget that. But after about 2 or 3 days of using it, and I was an incredibly good responder, I had a definite massive surge in my strength, especially my anaerobic power. I normally train heavy. By heavy, I mean using weights that force me to be limited by maybe 3 to 6 repetitions. Of course, we know that there are subsets of muscle fibers within our muscular physiology, and that anaerobic exercise depletes ATP, adenosine triphosphate, relatively quickly. And as that is reduced in the cell, by using creatine, and I use the creatine monohydrate form, although there are other forms out there, I've tried to follow the science and listen to the experts on this substance, and I found it to be just so advantageous from that time, from that very first beginning, that I have never been off of it. And after studying the data and looking at some research journals and taking advice from experts in the field, I'm convinced that I'm going to continue using it as a staple because of its multiple values that go far beyond just for training and power and strength. Now, one thing I've learned also is that runners and aerobic athletes can benefit from taking creatine. It has a buffering effect by utilizing energy and having more creatine phosphate in the cell as a result of taking the supplement. I'm able to create explosive power in the absence of oxygen, and in doing so, I produce no lactic acid. So by using creatine on a regular basis, I can condition my muscles to raise their millimole concentration of creatine phosphate. And these phosphates are donated, these phosphagens, as ATP is reduced to ADP, adenosine diphosphate. It's in need of an additional phosphate, so it borrows it from creatine phosphate. So the phosphate from creatine phosphate, or CP, is donated, and ADP is regenerated, and ATP is conceived again. So by using creatine, we can extend our power potential, and this is something that I have seen time and time again in literally hundreds of athletes that are using this stuff correctly. Now, I call creatine monohydrate the strong, and I still think that it is one of the most remarkable supplements to ever hit the sports nutrition market. And I want to make one specific comment that creatine is not harmful. Creatine is safe, safe, safe. And I don't know how many times I've heard concerns about its safety. And even for children, I believe it's safe because, number one, creatine is biosynthesized in every man, woman, and child and has been consumed in our food base for millennium without any evidence of damage. You get a significant increase in strength and muscle cell volume after the first 7 to 10 days, and that's not uncommon. Creatine is found naturally in red meat. Herring is an excellent source, and of course, raw fish, which is one of my staples in our diet, sashimi, things like tuna and salmon. Uncooked fish and steak tartare, for example, is an untainted, undamaged source of creatine. So when you cook flesh, you damage many of the components of flesh. You twist and alter the fats. There are heterocyclic amines that are formed. You burn the outside of the tissue protein, and as you cook through the center, the linkages and bonds that hold the amino acids together are damaged and irreversibly cross-linked. So I have learned why whey protein is so good. It's basically because it's extracted from milk, which is by nature a very biologically superb protein, but not when it's sterilized, pasteurized, and homogenized. There's a lot of damage that occurs to food through exposure to heat, light, and oxygen. It's oxidized and altered in state. A lot of the cellular communicative properties of food are damaged. And so we've got a consciousness on a cell level going on inside the blood and in the body between organs and between body parts. And I think that food is more than just a drug. It's a chemical milieu that spills into the blood and is delivered with its life message. And a lot of that message is destroyed through overkill. And because we have some type of historical breeding that says we must cook the you-know-what out of everything that we eat because we're terrified of the pathogen and the microorganism, people have thrown the baby out with the bathwater. They have, without knowing it, set themselves up for all kinds of deleterious byproducts of consuming overcooked, damaged flesh, especially meat that has no water component. I just want to emphasize that creatine is probably one of the safest and most sound supplements to consume. The word itself is derived from the Greek word krios, meaning flesh. But be careful when you cook animal flesh, because not only will you destroy the creatine and render it non-reactive, but you will also somewhat demoralize the food to the point where it's not even fit to consume. I think that creatine promotes muscle growth by allowing skeletal muscles to work harder, longer, and it improves tolerance to repeated workouts long-term and shields muscle cells against a variety of oxygen-free radical species produced randomly through intense exercise. And I'll just leave you with one thought. It is our destiny. It is our right to be well, to be strong, to be fit, to be alive. But you have to work for it. You have to have a strong work ethic. You have to be dedicated. You have to be focused. You have to know what you want. You have to find out how to achieve what you want. And then you've got to take action. So I challenge you now, as we come to an end, to take action and to get to the gym, to get out there for a workout, and to focus on super high quality food.